Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, many of you may be aware that I work for the Square Kilometre Radio Astronomy Project, but you may not know that I work for a company called Space Advisory Company, based in Somerset West. And we, along with quite a few other companies in South Africa, work on space technologies. And I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Francois Malan, who's going to tell us about some interesting work that we've been involved in this year as part of a thing called the ENSIGHT program. And we actually have designed and built a satellite which is in orbit around the Earth currently. Good afternoon, Francois.
Afternoon, Ketchel.
So please tell us about this ENSIGHT program and about this satellite which we've launched. Well, we didn't launch it, but we've designed it and built it.
That's correct. So this satellite was built completely in South Africa. It was designed here and it has several South African components, including the Gecko camera, which is a space-rated camera that we designed and built ourselves that can take photographs of the Earth from space. And this whole satellite is very small. It's only about the size of a loaf of bread, you could say, 10 by 10 by 20 centimeters.
And it's part of a family of satellites. And the chief reason is, their raison d'etre is to take images of Earth, is that right?
Well, we are developing several Earth observation satellites, and this ENSIGHT 1 satellite is the first of a series of three we foresee at this stage. But the constellation of which it forms part, that's partly funded by the European Union, is there to do science as well. So ours takes photographs of the Earth, but all the other ones only do science. Ours does both. It measures oxygen in the Earth's atmosphere, sends down that data, but it also takes beautiful photographs.
So for the listeners, a constellation is a kind of cluster of satellites that all work together.
Yes. I believe there are 36 of these in this one big project. Each of them floats separately around the Earth, and all of them work together to perform one goal.
So one of the interesting things I like about this project is the way that it was launched. So it was launched from Cape Canaveral on a rocket. Everything gets launched into space from rockets. But it didn't just get launched and then sort of kicked out of the top of a rocket. It went to the International Space Station first. Tell us about that, Francois.
Yes, it's much more economical for these small ones. We put them all together in one big container, basically, and it got sent up with food and all sorts of other supplies to the International Space Station. So 4 days after it was launched, it arrived there. Some astronauts unloaded this big box.
Sorry, I'm interrupting you there. 4 days, how come it took so long? Because it's only going 250 or 300 kilometers up into space.
It takes a few minutes to get up into space, but then it needs to dock with the International Space Station. And this is a very delicate procedure. You need to be very careful because there are people on board. You don't want to have a crash and things getting damaged, you know, like that movie with...
Oh, Gravity.
Yes, you don't want that to happen. So you have a delicate, slow catch up with the space station, and it took 4 days to get there and to dock. It unloaded all the satellites onto the satellite with all the other supplies. And then only about a month later did they release these satellites into space.
And they're there now orbiting around space, and our ENSIGHT 1 satellite is taking pictures of space that we can see.
Of the Earth, yes. The Earth. So it takes about 1.5 hours to go around the Earth once. So it goes around the Earth at 7,000 kilometers per second, which is obviously a very high speed. And as such, we can command it to take photographs at the times that we choose, and with that capability we can cover the whole Earth almost to take photographs.
And what's so special about this is this is a South African initiative. So this is a South African designed satellite. Many of the components were built here, and it's from our own initiative.
Yes, South Africa has built satellites before. In fact, there are three that were quite well known. There was SunSat in the 1990s, and then SubandilaSat about 10 years later in 2008, I believe, or 9. And then there was also ChipisoSat built by the Cape Peninsula University of Technology. This, however, is South Africa's first commercially built satellite, funded by industry and not by government.
That's absolutely marvellous, and I'm sure that a lot of the listeners aren't aware that we have such a space industry here in our neighbourhood. within the reach of Fine Music Radio, actually. You can get the radio station here in Somerset West. So it's a fantastic achievement. Thank you for telling us all about it, Francois.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me on your show, Ketchell.
And for now, this is Ketchell Kirkham wishing us clear skies.